Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yeah! Well, guess what? It's the Koi Pond. I'm so happy.
This Joe's is the happiest. Mom, he made it.
Yeah, Mom, I made it. Sorry. You proud of me?
Sorry.
Send an email, Mom. Do you know my email, Mom? No. You know why? Because she sent all my emails to joekoi.com one time, Nick. And then she called me going, why are you not replying to my emails? And I go, where'd you send it? She goes, to joekoi.com. I go, Mom, there needs to be an at. You didn't put an at joekoi. You can't just send it to joekoi.com. That was a real fight, by the way. Nick, you have to respond, Nick.
She typed in joekoi.com.
Yeah, I guess this is like right in the beginning of all the email stuff when people was getting emails. Yeah. That's when she sent, and she goes, Joe, you're not responding to my email. So I stopped emailing you. Where'd you send it, Mom? Joekoi.com. All right. Well, that's why. That's going nowhere. It probably told you, Mom, it didn't go anywhere. Did you check? No. She didn't check. Do you fight with your mom a lot, Nick?
My grandma, but yeah, I got to do a lot of coaching up on the old internet.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
My dad just started texting like 3 years ago, Vinny.
Really?
Yeah. 3 years ago. And then he used to get mad at me. By the way, this is Vinny Tortorich.
Wow, got it right the first time.
I'm going to throw the accent in there. Tortorich.
How old is your dad?
My dad is 69.
Really?
He turned 70. Oh, no, he just turned 70.
My dad does no computer anything.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy to even think of?
Yeah, well, he'll get my mom to send me an email.
Yeah.
And that's about it. And that's about all. She can do email, Facebook.
Yeah.
No Twitter, nothing like that.
No Twitter. Are you kidding me?
They still
Facebook, you said, yes?
Yeah, my mom does Facebook because she figured out she can see the grandkids, she can see all the kids.
Yes.
She can see. But if you said to her text, she would go, what's a text? Because she doesn't even have a smartphone. They refuse to do smartphones.
Oh, my God. So she still has the flip or the
And by the way, they can afford it. My parents are not poor people.
No.
But I was like, Mom, get a smartphone. Oh, no. I want the buttons. I want to taste the buttons.
I need to feel it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lance, same thing with you?
Yes.
How's your mom? Does she have a smartphone?
Yeah, she does. She does.
She does have a smartphone?
Yes.
But your mom's hip. I shouldn't have asked you that question anyways. Lance is like on the brilliant side of like electrics and all that, electricity and
electronics.
The electronic crap. Like not really a computer, like building a website.
Right.
But you open the back of the computer, then that's where Lance comes in.
You see, I'm already lost because I grew up in a world where, like, if you said, hey, my car is broken, I'm the guy. I'm rolling up my sleeves.
That's my
I can
dad.
Fix it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Because it's, let's put it in this text, it's analog-ish.
Yeah.
Right? I can fix a car. I know how it works. I know how a car breathes and everything. I go over to Adam's other shop and literally get an erection.
Yeah.
It's really that kind of crazy. When you can smell the cosmoline coming off of the new parts and all that stuff. But when it comes to a computer, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And if the fact that you're young though, Lance. How old are you?
He's 57.
Come on.
No, he's 39.
So your mom is like way young, right?
Yeah, she's in her 60s.
Your mom's in her 60s?
Yeah.
But he's the youngest. No. You're the middle kid. But she had a lot of kids.
But she texts me. She's very hip. She'll text me and she'll say, "What up, homie?" I'm like,
really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Your mom, is she black? Because that's kind of like black vernacular, right?
No, but she, if you ever met her, you would think that's a black woman.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she's
literally
pretty hip.
Says, what up, homie?
Oh, that's not a, there's more than just that. Her vocab is pretty extensive. You would actually think she grew up in the back alleys of Compton.
Really?
And I'm not even joking right
where
now.
Where is she from?
Yeah.
West Virginia, sir.
No. That's my dad's side.
Oh, well, then where is she from?
She was born in New Zealand.
Oh, I did not know that. She's a Kiwi?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
But
then where did she pick up this vernacular?
Yeah. In the South.
What part of the South?
Florida, Georgia. Yeah. Mostly Florida and Georgia.
Because I grew up in the South.
Oh, yeah.
What part?
In Louisiana.
Oh, that's South.
Oh, that's like crazy South because
that's where they almost like gibberish talk.
Yeah, their own language.
Yeah,
right?
I grew up on the bayou.
Oh.
I literally grew up in a swamp on a bayou between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And yeah,
I always laugh because every time I think of that, I think of the guy in the Adam Sandler movie that was like, hey, mama, jab, mama, jab.
Do they really talk like that?
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that was more made up. But my wife is British, like Queen's English British, not even like Cockney stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And she cannot understand anyone in my family.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad when it's someone from, you know,
right,
from Britain. Can't understand anyone in your family.
Yeah.
How does your family talk, though?
I can't
even
do it.
How does she talk? Do her impersonation.
Oh, Serena, I can't. But before we came on the air today, we were having a conversation about the C word. We don't use the C word?
No, no C word.
No.
And you're talking about, what are you saying?
I have no idea. But we were talking about, and you know, that word,
yeah.
Gary and I were talking about it in the back.
Yeah.
And I said, but you know, to Serena, it's not a bad word. To Serena, it's...
That's so true. In Australia and in like England and all
UK,
that. That's kind of like...
Yeah.
That's like high.
Yeah, and they use another one that I can say it because this is not a bad word. It's bullocks. They all go, bullocks. Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means...
That's equivalent to what?
Balls.
Oh, balls.
But it's not a bad thing because, like, Serena's 80-year-old mom... Oh, she's not 80. Maybe 77. I don't want to put age on her.
Yeah.
She'll get, like, a paper cut and go, oh, bullocks.
Oh, yeah. Bullocks. Oh, bullocks.
Jesus, bullocks.
Can you do it? You can't do the accent.
I cannot do an accent. I can't even do English, like American English. You want me to do British English?
Yeah.
No
well,
way.
Your accent's pretty... It looks like you had a very... But when I listen to him, it doesn't sound South. It sounds more New York.
New York.
Yeah, it does.
All right. I can explain that. I was
he's an imposter.
Exactly. People go. What is that accent? Where did that come from?
Hey, can't you tell? I'm from Louisiana. You know, I'm from the Bayou. You know, that's where I'm from, buddy.
The relocation program.
No. I was born and raised right there in the Bayou.
Yeah, I'm not buying
it. Jambalaya, Cajun, you know.
Now, I'm not buying it.
Have you ever
murdered anybody?
I can't say anything, but let's just say.
They're in the bayou.
You talk to me the wrong way, you might not be around tomorrow. That's not what it's in the bayou.
Yeah, you don't sound very Southern to me at all.
Come on, man. I'm in Louisiana.
What did you just go off into?
I don't know. It was like a really bad Joe Pesci.
Yeah, it's you know, here's the crazy part. I've had guys from Brooklyn say to me, "Hey, you're from Brooklyn, right?" And I go, "No, I'm from Louisiana." Nah. I know you.
You're from Brooklyn. Yeah.
And it's like, "No, I'm from Louisiana." It's funny because
but even your face looks like you're from Brooklyn. I'm not even joking. He looks like a New Yorker.
Well,
you don't look like someone from
I'm 100% Italian from Cajun country. So
That doesn't even make sense.
It makes
that
no
makes
sense.
No sense at all.
Everything about me is this weird dichotomy.
Yeah, and you're healthy. Get out of here.
From Louisiana. Yeah, this guy was this guy nowhere never had, near Louisiana.
This guy eats wheat pasta. Get out of here.
He's in the Louisiana Mafia. They drop alligators on your doorstep.
You wake up with an alligator head next to your bed.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Try not to talk. I don't even know what that was.
You could end up like the...
Yeah.
It's a crazy accent. I can't even do it. When I went to... I was educated at Tulane in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And when you get to Tulane, I was the only Louisiana kid. Everybody else was a Jewish girl from Great Neck, Lunk Island, as they said. They put a K in it.
Yeah.
Lunk Island.
Lunk Island.
And Lunk Island.
Is that how they say it?
Hey, where are you from? Lunk Island.
Lunk Island.
Lunk Island.
What the?
And so there I was at a school in the South, but New Orleans is the only place in the South that sounds like Brooklyn, and they call it a yat. Y-A-T, a yat accent.
A yat.
Yeah, yat.
Yat.
Because everybody walks around and goes, hey, where yat?
Where yat.
So they call it a yat accent. Yeah. And since no one understood me at Tulane, I had to learn how to re-speak again. I sounded like the water boy. And they were like, these kids from New York, these Jewish kids, they would pull me in a room and go, just say something. Say anything. And I would speak, and they would sit around and make bets on what I just said. And I wish I was making that up.
They had a game that's going, what, guess what Vinny's saying?
It was, you
hey,
know,
what'd you call my mother?
A yat.
You said
a yat?
What?
I think your mom's a yat.
Why, I oughta.
There's a guy here in L.A. that has a famous show. You guys know who he is in L.A.
John Travolta.
No, come on. Something Jr. His father was a comedian.
Phil. Harry Connick Jr.
He's from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He is.
Right. Notice he and I sound a lot alike.
He does. He
pull up some
does.
Harry Connick, guys, and let's see if I sound
I
like Harry.
I know you so well. I can tell by the sound of your voice that you're really in love with me.
Wait a minute.
And you
That's
are.
Pretty good.
Yes, you are. You know I can't lie. If I really say to you, baby, I love you, then baby, I love you. Oh, and I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, wow. That's Harry Connick. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Connick Jr. in the studio
that was
today.
A great Vinny Tortorich impression. Yeah.
You guys, this is Vinny Tortorich, the Big Fat Show. You know what's pretty cool about Vinny Tortorich, Lance?
What's that, man?
He actually did his own book. He wrote and published his own book and sold how many copies, sir?
We are well north of 100,000
copies.
Yeah,
past 100,000, easy. Wow. And he did that himself, bro.
And here's the crazy part. Adam said to me, Adam pulled me aside after you learned that, and he was like, in today's world, 100,000 copies
that's
is
platinum.
A big, yeah, that's like
platinum,
a big
man.
Deal.
Yeah.
My buddy, Howie Mandel, I'm dropping names now.
Wait, yeah.
Just drop something.
Yeah.
I'll pick it up. I'll pick it up.
Howie made the New York Times bestseller list with a book that sold 6,000 copies.
No.
Wow.
That's how easy it is to get on. If you have a regular book.
You know what I love the most, though? Can I just
go
interrupt
on.
You?
Yeah.
Is you name dropped Howie Mandel, and then you shit on your friend that quick. You know what I mean? That's what I and that, my friend, is the Brooklyn in you.
Yeah.
You know, I got a friend, kind of famous, Howie Mandel, 6,000 copies.
Did you
bestseller? Are you kidding me? 100,000. 100,000. Where you at? Where you at, Howie? Where you at now?
I sold 6,000.
Yeah, 6,000. Ask me how many I sold. Ask me.
Just
Howie.
Curious. I'm just curious.
You curious?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, 100,000 copies.
That's a few more than I sold.
100,000 copies. Do I get a bestseller? Do I got a bestseller?
Yeah,
no, yes,
north
I do.
Of 100,000.
Yeah, north of 100,000. You make a left turn on 100,000 Avenue, you go northbound, 150,000. That's where I'm going. Enjoy your 6,000 copies, Howie.
No, but
what was that word you used when you go
brother.
North?
You're going northbound 150,000 Avenue. That's where I'm going to be. You're in the back alleys on 6,000 Street. You hear me? But where you at? Where you at?
What road do I turn
That's
on?
That's his next book. Where you at?
Where you at?
Where you at? Huh?
Here
exactly.
You go, Howie. That's my next book.
Looks like let's make a deal, Howie. What's the name of his show? I forgot.
Yeah, I think it
I
was.
I got the deal right here.
What's
the
deal name? Or no deal?
Oh, deal or no deal.
Deal. Deal or no deal. How many copies did I sell more than you?
Deal.
Deal. Deal, exactly.
That makes no sense.
I didn't know
sense.
That was an answer.
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense.
Hey, deal if you just shut
deal.
Up.
Deal if Vinny Tortorich, Big Fat Show, health guru, fitness nut. And sold 100,000 copies. What is the name of the book, first of all? Let's plug that.
I brought you a copy.
Let me see it.
Sorry. Right here.
This is amazing, dude. Yeah. Fitness Confidential is the name of the book. Get fit, get inspired, get the dirt. Fitness Confidential. This is a book written along with Dean Laurie, Vinny Tortorich's book. This is what's crazy about this book. He sold 100,000 copies himself.
That's amazing.
Self-published on Amazon. So get that book. But what pisses me off about this book, and I'm going to say it to your face.
Go on.
Because I think we know each other like that. The minute you came in here,
right.
Lance goes, I can see your abs through your shirt. And then you dogged him out. You dogged him out because you thought it was a side compliment. Hey, hey, I know you're full of it right now, okay, buddy? I get it. I'm a fitness, but you don't got to say stuff like that. Look at the cover of his book. Abs.
Yeah, there's more than
abs. He's got an ab underneath his right pec. What ab number is that? I thought it was only supposed to be a six pack. I'm starting from the belly button. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 abs.
Yeah, that's
on the right side.
And that's half my body.
Yeah.
That's kind of disgusting.
You're a piece of crap, Vinny. That's what I want to say. I got your wheat pasta. Right. I'll show you how to eat your wheat pasta.
God.
He's got everybody here at Corolla Studios on a diet, and that's why everyone's pissed off. Nick is usually happy. Look at him. Miserable.
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 Well, Nick is in a competition right now with Kalen and Chris.
Yeah, but look at him. He's miserable.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen him.
I've never seen Nick have this look on his face before. Nick actually looks like he will bite into
Nick
a cow's ass.
Nick only has that
right
look
now.
On his face. Every time I see Nick, he's got poker face all the time.
No, he's a happy kid. He's just really pissed off at you.
Yeah, look at how...
Because you got him in this fitness mode. No one really likes to be fit.
Nick is not even doing it right. He's like, look, he's not eating.
The thing is, you have mind control over him because he won't even look at us. He's just like,
he's laughing right now, but you can't tell.
Yeah, the real Nick Davis is in this competition that Vinny Tortorich has put pretty much the entire crew at Corolla Studios on. And I think, Chris, are you beating Chris Laxamana? Are you beating Nick so far?
I don't know. It might be pretty close. We're going by percentage of weight because since I was already a little bit lighter, like me losing 1 pound is equivalent to him losing like a pound and a half.
Yeah. But now you're just calling him fat.
Yeah, basically.
That's mean.
But we've been going pretty good.
Seriously though, I didn't think children under the age of 13 were allowed to be on this stuff. I thought you should be getting as many carbs as you can get. But what my favorite thing is, I asked Chris about this diet that they're on,
right.
And you said before they started, you told them to eat as much carbs as you can before you start this
diet. I said the night before, eat carbs, eat salt, and drink as much water as you can. And right before you walk in a studio, drink a gallon of water. That's 8 free pounds that you're going to pee out right after you weigh yourself.
Oh, it was a I get it now.
It's like who wouldn't? Did either of you guys do that?
No, I should have.
You see, that's the thing. They don't have
Nick,
the gumption.
Nick stuck his penis in a loaf of bread. He had no idea what you meant.
That doesn't help.
Slightly.
Yeah, that's what he thought you meant by love your carbs. He had no idea what you were talking about.
I think Kalen is the dark horse. I think Kalen might win, though,
because Kalen is borderline homeless. He doesn't even have food. Chris, does Kalen even have food at his house?
I don't know. I really don't think so.
I think Kalen was already starting your diet plan before he even met you.
Well, Kalen, he's tweeted me more than the other guys. Let's see if I can pull
up Kalen's
tweets.
That's because he has no friends.
You know, but I told all of them.
Kalen barely knows his father, for God's sake.
I asked all of them. I said, you guys can tweet me as often as you want to get advice. I heard from Chris once, but I think he had to talk to me about Corolla business.
Yes.
And Kalen...
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. First of all, I'm going to interrupt you again. First of all, from a guy from Brooklyn via Louise at New Orleans, I didn't think you can write a book past 40 pages. Oh, God. I'm at page number 241. Guess what page 240 is? Look at that.
Jesus.
Look at that. 3/4 shot of his body.
Jeez. Yeah.
You see that, Chris?
That's the number of abs he has.
That's how many abs he has. And then he's got that little, you know, that little that muscle that triangles into the penis? It looks like a Ken, you know, the Ken doll?
Yeah.
You know, the Ken doll?
Yeah.
But the Ken doll doesn't have anything there? But he has the Ken doll. He's got the two legs coming out of the Ken doll muscle.
Lance, did you find the fat picture of right after I finished college football. Did you find that one yet?
You know what I'm going to post?
It's got a porn stash. You'll find it. It's in there.
Vinny, I hate to keep interrupting you, but you know what we're going to post? You know what we're going to post for to promote this episode?
What?
A picture of you in the middle and then Lance and I on either side with our shirts off.
Yeah, let's do it.
I didn't shave down today. I got Italian. Look at
this. I didn't even want to hear that. I think you got the picture all wrong. We're going to keep our pants on, Vinny. What are you talking about?
That one?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. He's borderline monkey.
Yeah. Well,
what are you?
The black guys on the team used to call me Link, as in the missing link, because that's what I look like.
How much hair is that?
That's what I look like when I don't shave down. And look at the guy. I weigh 270 there.
Jesus.
Yeah. I put on a lot of weight after college ball. And
oh, you played college ball?
Yeah.
Where'd you play?
Tulane.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
I like how he said he didn't want to
go with that.
Tulane, what's the team? What's our
mascot?
Yeah, your mascot.
Water.
The Tulane Waters?
Tulane Green Wave.
The Green Wave?
Yeah. The Fighting Agua.
What a horrible mascot.
Fighting Water.
It's just a bucket of water. They just bring a bucket of water to the field.
I played on the last two teams that beat LSU back to back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We beat them on the way to the Orange Bowl. We
took
care of
you really?
Yeah, they were going to the Orange Bowl in 82, and they had one last game. We were the rival. We marched into Tiger Stadium in front of 100,000 of their fans.
Yeah.
By the way, all of my friends that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And we beat them 31-28
in the
rain.
They had a bunch of Brooklyn people there?
Yeah. They all showed up.
It's a long
way. Hey, yeah, bro, hey. We're here.
Hey, yeah. Hey, we got a friend on the field. He's going to be playing for you. I can't wait to see him play. It's going to be amazing.
Do you like that one?
Yeah,
that's a different accent.
I'm trying to get
a field goal.
Oh, I got a game. I got a game.
Okay.
Ready? All right. We're all going to do our best Vinny Brooklyn accent. All right. Nick, you want to go first? All right. Nick's going last. Who's going first?
I'll go.
All right. Lance is going first. Best I want your best Louisiana Brooklyn accent. Take it away, Lance. All right.
Hey, how's your mother? She wanted me to come over for some jambalaya.
Yes! That was good.
That's leading the clubhouse right now.
That was
now.
Good, man. That was good. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Hey, this is Vinny Tortorich saying, I want to play some football.
Wow.
You're not supposed to say my name is as part of, right?
I don't think you understand what Chris's role is on this show. He is a master impersonator.
I can tell.
Obviously. That was just his ear. That's just you hearing him talk.
Yeah. You know what's great?
No, that was me. I always have to say this. That was actually me.
That was
Chris.
Actually
that wasn't
Chris.
Vinny speaking.
Wow, that sounded like Vinny.
I want our listeners to know that was not Vinny acting like Chris impersonating him.
But
that
wait,
was actually
Joe,
Chris
before you do
him.
Yours.
Yes.
Chris, I want you to now imitate the Queen of England.
Oh, God. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
This is easy. Go ahead, Chris.
I, the Queen of Queen of England, knight thee.
Knight thee? That was the Queen of England knighting Elton John.
Wow. Wow.
I remember that.
Thought,
I remember watching that live.
I
you
thought
sound
it
just
was
like
her Majesty the Queen.
You know, the irony, though, is the Queen sounds a lot like Vinny.
It does.
Yeah.
I didn't know the Queen was from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I didn't either.
All right, here we go, Nick. Come on, man. Give it to us.
I see you eating sugar. You're going to end up on the bottom of the Mississippi with cinder blocks attached to your feet.
Wow.
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 I think we have a new leader.
Oh, my God. It's a toss-up. But
he's
I think that one
guy.
Won. I think wow. that one won. Jeez. That was amazing. Okay, here's my turn. You ready?
All right.
Hey, I think I'm going to be a fitness trainer when I'm done with this football stuff. But before then, can I get some jambalaya? Can I get some jambalaya? Oh my God! Already, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. That's it.
That was
you like
good.
That?
That was good.
You almost started to sound a little bit like
I think Andrew Dice Clay came
no,
out of
no.
me on that one. A little bit at the end, kind of. No,
you sounded like What's
Sebastian.
That's
a nice, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say its last name for me.
Maniscalco.
Yeah. Maniscalco. Doesn't he look like Dice and Prince had a kid when you look at that guy?
I'm not going to comment on that one.
Early Dice
and Prince had a kid.
I mean, if they
and it was Sebastian Maniscalco. Mm-hmm. How do you say his name? Maniscalco. Maniscalco.
Maniscalco.
Have you had him on this show yet?
Not yet. We're good friends. I know Vinny.
You know Vinny?
I know Vinny.
But do
I know
you know
Vinny?
Sebastian?
Yeah, I know Sebastian. Yeah, we basically started at the same time.
I love that guy.
Oh, he's great. Such a funny guy.
Have you seen this guy?
Have you seen?
That's my Sebastian.
Can we please figure out who won this contest, though?
Well, you did a little Sebastian on the end.
That was pretty good, right?
All right, let's all write down our vote.
Okay.
All right. That's kind of stupid, Vinny, because we're all going to vote for ourselves.
No. Come on. Be diplomatic.
Right, you know what? I'm going to be diplomatic. I'm not going to lie on this one. But you ready? On the count of three, everyone turn over who they think won. You ready? One, two, three, go. Me. Lance said me. Vinny's a liar. He said Chris.
Yeah. Hey.
Chris, let me see yours.
I had Lance.
You had Lance, and I wrote Nick. Nick, what'd you write?
I had Chris, obviously.
Chris won. Chris won.
Chris always wins.
Hey, but Chris won with the Queen of England one.
It was close. Yeah, and that gave me the edge.
Chris won with his Queen of England
you know, Chris,
impersonation.
My sister-in-law was knighted by the Queen. Can you tell me what that sounded like? Her name is Kristen Scott Thomas.
Yeah, yeah. The name doesn't matter. Yeah.
Go on.
The Queen of England, Knight D.
Nice. That was amazing.
Wow.
We're talking to Vinny Tortorich, Big Fat Show. He's also got a top-selling book on Amazon.com. Over 100,000 copies sold, and we're going northbound with that one. It's not going to stop because it's called Fitness Confidential, and I don't think that's what sells the book. I think it's his picture on the cover. I think that's what sells a ton of these books. How much does this book go for?
It's regular price like any other book. So I think the paper copy is 10, 12, 15 bucks. I don't know. There's Audible. There's you could get the electronic copies.
There's Audible?
Oh, yeah.
Are you reading it?
I read the whole book.
Okay, I will not buy that then. Yeah, I don't want to hear you reading your book.
It's like, hey, look.
I can't listen to that. I don't want to hear it. You know what? Here, I'm going to go ahead and read it. Let me read a chapter 20. I hope you guys are enjoying this book, okay? It's chapter 20. Turn the book to chapter. It's time to take the trash out.
No, no. Read.
Time to take. You don't even know your own chapter, Vinny. Did you write this book?
I did write the book.
All right, chapter 20.
I was going to give you a better chapter
page
to read.
189. Time to take the trash out. I walked into my local Starbucks and ran into an old buddy of mine, comedian John Badaduda.
What?
John Badaduda. And he recognized him. He was like a face like a good bitch. Your finger, you know that. I don't think I can listen to that. Here, let me go to
another. Let's get Chris to read the book.
Right. Chapter 14. Let's make it mental.
This audiobook takes forever.
Chapter 1. He reads backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope you guys are enjoying this book. Press fast forward and hear it all over again. I love this book. I like you, man.
I'm a huge fan.
You're a bundle of joy.
And the fact
I'm
that
a huge fan.
I'm a bigger fan. Let's just sit here and blow each other. By the way, the Big Fat Show. Let me explain what that is.
Okay.
You know Mike August. We all know Mike August.
I have no idea who that is.
There's a guy named Mike August. He's really an Italian, but somehow he gave himself the name August.
Yeah. Mike August is he's a great guy, man.
He is, and I love Mike. And he saw that I was doing speeches all over the world now. Last year, I ended up in India for a tour. I was in Europe for a tour and the whole thing. And he was like, hey, why don't you do L.A.? And I was like, well, where would I start? He goes, I'll get you in a place. And he says, Pasadena Ice House. And I was like, wait a minute. It's a comedy club.
Yeah.
I'm not a comic.
Yeah.
And he goes, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. So he books me into the Pasadena Ice House. I have this show coming up on July 14th.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. If anyone walks off of the street and wants to hear, so two Jews walked into a bar, they're not going to hear that. That's not what I do.
No.
And they're going to see I hate to interrupt you,
but that's not what anybody does.
They don't do two Jews walk into a bar anymore?
No, that's all email.
The last two people that did that were two Jews that actually walked into a bar.
But they're not going to hear setup punch. They're not going to hear that.
No, I'm joking. I know you what know, you
so,
mean.
And so I said, Mike, wait, I need to get my audience. I need people who know me to come to the show. And so that's what we're doing here. We're trying to sell the show out.
I love you. You're fun to talk to right now, and I can't wait to hear more of your podcast. The podcast is called The Big Fat Show with Vinny Tortorich.
Who wrote this, Chris?
It's not.
It's called Celebrity Fitness Trainer Podcast.
Oh, okay.
Well, then who's The Big Fat Show?
Chris, I even wrote to you earlier today. Come on, man.
But see, that's
what the show is. What the thing is called?
Vinny, this is what makes this pod so much more fun.
Because
now we get to see this part of you.
Yes.
Which is the Brooklyn guy coming.
Me yelling at Chris.
If it makes you feel any better, we never get his name right either.
Yeah. I don't know, Chris. Yeah, Chris Maximama.
Yeah,
Laximana. Yeah,
I'm giving you hell, Chris. I still love you, brother. But my podcast, Celebrity Fitness Trainer Podcast, it's been out for 4 years.
Oh, nice.
We're north of 600 shows. I think Howie's at show number 10.
Nice. Name drop.
Oh, yeah, but see how he was.
Name drop. You dropped
poor
Howard.
See what he was doing to him now?
Yeah.
I'm at 600. He's at 10.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
100,000, 6,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, no, the podcast has been around forever. It's top rated podcast. We love doing it. We do four shows a week.
This guy.
Hey, look, if I don't push me, who's going to push me?
No, I don't see Lance
yapping over there helping me out at all.
No, we all love you.
I'm just saying,
we know you're number one already. Jesus Christ. We've seen your abs. We're all intimidated. When did you finally decide to become like heavily involved into like your body like that? Like, because that's a hard commitment. Like, I always think I have a gym at my house. I have not gone in it once.
But you look good. I mean, look at you. You got guns.
But yeah, but I take this shirt off and I look like a hobbit.
Are those things legal?
Is that what they're called? The Hobbit? Is that the Hobbit?
Yeah.
No, you don't look like the Hobbit.
No, the one that asked for the ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Gollum. Isn't he a Hobbit?
I look like Gollum. I'm not even joking.
Come on.
I look like Gollum.
You look good. Hey, you can put that down now.
That's a lot. Do you still say that he looks good now that he's shown you?
Now that I showed you that.
Nice jogs, but... that's not so bad.
Nice bollocks.
Joe, if you want, I can help you with that.
How do I do it?
Well, that's nice.
How do I get abs like you? What
Literally,
is the secret? Is it running?
No. Abs have nothing to do with exercise. Whenever I do one of my talks, it's hot. I was getting ready to jump up and do it myself.
No, okay. First of all, Vinny.
I'm sweating over here.
But I know, but listen to me, Vinny. Hold on, Vinny. I was looking, while you were talking, I looked at Nick and gave him a hand silence
exactly.
Suggesting it's hot in here, turn on the AC, so we wouldn't interrupt your story. And then you interrupt your own story.
Yeah, that's what I do that on my show, too. Yeah. That's what makes it so cute. Okay. It has nothing
you
to
do. You have one of the cutest podcasts out.
Yeah,
they call it. It's way cuter than, say, Howie's podcast.
Cuter. Yeah, way cuter.
Yeah, when Howie starts a podcast, it won't be cute. Okay, you want abs.
Yes,
right?
I want abs.
Okay, exercise has nothing. I open every speech with exercise is a poor way to lose weight. And I'm a guy who makes all of my money telling people to exercise. It has nothing to do with weight loss.
Or diet.
Everything has to do with diet.
Okay.
And you never have to starve yourself like Nick is trying to do to win the stupid competition.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Nick is stupid.
Yeah, Nick is not stupid.
No, he is.
You can't call the guy stupid.
No, he's not.
No, you can't.
He can't. I can't live without Nick. I can't live without Nick. I love him.
Who can?
No one.
So, anyway, it's all diet. And you don't have to starve yourself. You just cut out basic sugars and grains and not all
sugars. What are basic sugars?
Anything that's processed with sugar. Okay, example.
Okay, let me tell you my breakfast, and you tell me what I need to cut out. You ready?
Okay, go.
Vanilla iced Americano.
With a snickerdoodle.
No, hold on. I'll tell
you. Are you being honest?
No, I'm being honest. I always start my day off with a coffee bean, vanilla iced Americano. Do I not, Lance?
Yeah, you do.
I do. With 4 packs of raw sugar.
A venti.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You do the biggest one.
Do I not? A venti, large with extra ice, and then I stick how many packs of sugar? I put like four packs, about 4 packs of raw sugar. That's my breakfast.
That's breakfast.
And man, am I wired. I'm ready to go.
Of course.
And then, I'm ready to start my day.
Okay, what time do you normally have that?
Right when I wake up. So around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. So,
you know, morning.
Morning for comedians.
Yeah.
You have a son. I listen to your show.
Yeah.
You don't get your son off to school?
Oh, I do. And then I go right back to bed.
Okay, so you get him off to school and you don't eat. You just go to bed.
I go right to bed, yeah.
Okay, and then you wake up at noontime.
Around 1, about 12-ish. Okay. Yeah.
So that's your morning.
That's my morning.
Right? Okay. And you have that.
Yeah.
How long after that do you go, geez, I need something?
Right around 5 is when I'll call Lance and ask if he's hungry.
Okay.
And then we'll get something light.
Are you guys dating or
what? We're usually on the road, and I don't want to – I need to hang out with somebody.
Okay, and what do you have at that
I'm
time?
I'm lonely. Lance always likes to eat healthy, so we go to like maybe a Cheesecake Factory.
Okay. You can eat healthy at a Cheesecake Factory.
Factory or a local Chinese
restaurant.
And
what
restaurant.
Do you get when you go there?
Well, everything with a cool pitcher.
I just normally take the menu and go, I'll have that.
We always get an appetizer. Mine starts off with a soup. I'm not even lying. Lance, do I not always get a soup?
Yeah,
I always get a soup. So if it's chicken noodle or maybe a cream of chicken, I'll get that.
Okay.
And I'll either get a cup, and if it's really tasty, I'll upgrade to a bowl.
So you will start with a cup and then have a bowl.
And then I'll move
Is that too much sodium?
I don't think sodium is the problem.
Oh, what's the problem?
My mouth.
The amount?
And then what do you have after that?
And here's the thing. I don't have my palate has no idea what time it is. So it can go anywhere from breakfast at 5 in the afternoon to like a meatloaf dinner because I love meatloaf. Or spaghetti. Am I not a spaghetti man?
Yep.
I had it last night. Spaghetti with meatballs.
Without bringing this show way down,
your
diet sucks. And
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
You know,
I was going to say cut carbs, but I realize.
Everything is carb in your diet. I mean, that drink you're having in the morning
is worse.
It's worse than drinking maybe 3 Cokes. I'm not kidding.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. And your body is living on that glycogen. And when you get that glycogen spike, and I don't want to get too technical here, but it literally causes your body to change a lot of that sugar into a long-chain triglyceride, and it stores it as a fat. And it has nothing to do with calories. It has everything to do with, you know, the chemical, what you're putting in.
You know what I'm doing while you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Playing with the little fat handle that goes over my shorts.
I see that.
It's fun.
What's that like? Can I play with it?
Yeah.
Can I come over here?
Can I play with it?
All right, so the glycogen.
What's that like?
He doesn't know.
He has no idea what it's like. It's like a cheap door handle from the 70s. You remember those long, skinny door handles at the... You know what I'm talking about, right? Door handle, the long one that looks like a...
I just get him saying, what's that like? It just made me think about it. And I just thought about it. Like, so, I still go in the hot tub with my shirt on.
He doesn't. He's not even.
You don't know what that's
Lance,
like.
Lance, lift up your shirt. Show him. Show him. Because Lance gets a lot
of. He already started sucking it.
Look at that.
There we go.
That's it. And he used to have an Audi. He used to have an Audi belly button. How did that change? Well, his belly grew around it. Went in.
Do you eat exactly what he eats?
More. He cleans his plate. Yeah. I don't clean my plate. I never clean my plate.
That's helping, but it's not going to cure the problem. Yeah.
He actually gave me advice to not eat everything on my plate.
I told him, because he's a plate scraper. And I go, Lance, you got to stop. He literally scrapes the plate. And he goes, I'm from the mountains of West Virginia.
I don't care where you're from. How did you get all those teeth?
Hear that Brooklyn come out of them? hey, I don't care where you're from. West Virginia. I don't get Tallahassee. Okay? I don't care. That's not how you eat.
That's how mama said.
That's what a mama said. That's my Italian.
That's your me?
That's your me. That's you. That's Vinny. I don't care what a mama said.
And they go right back into the mama said. Mama said.
Mama said that I can eat anything I like to eat. And I'm going to eat anything. Sweet tea on the biscuit and the gravy.
Sweet tea on the biscuit.
I'm gonna have a biscuit with a gravy, and then I'm gonna smother it with a sweet tea.
Sounds disgusting.
And some of mama's sweet potato pie. Yeah, sweet potato pie. That's chapter 27. All right, I'm sorry.
So do we just eat too much then?
No, you're eating exactly the wrong thing. Wow. I always tell – let me give an example that everyone can hang on to.
Tell me a diet that I should go on right
That's
now.
That's not going to help.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to – do you read or do I have to do what I did with Adam?
Did I not show you I could read? You want another paragraph?
Yeah, go on.
So chapter 23, talk to friends and family or put a sign around the neighborhood asking anyone – has a dog need exercise one day? If your neighbor's dog needs exercise, then you can exercise with the dog.
That's pretty good.
That's not even in the
book.
That's
not.
Yeah, that was just me making up stuff.
I'd buy your fitness book.
Thank you very little. 4 copies sold on Amazon. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Here's what you do.
I'm not reading, by the way. I'm going to buy your Audible.
That's what I had to do with Adam. I literally walked in here. I gave Dr. Drew a book on that first show, and I gave Adam a 20.
Yeah.
And is that true, Chris? He went out.
That did happen.
I believe it.
Yeah. And the 20 sat up here for like, I came back for 3 other shows. The 20 with the word Fitness Confidential was still sitting up here.
And he didn't do it.
No, he did. He got it right away, and he fell in love with it.
Oh, nice.
Because we talk about a comedian in chapter 1, Margaret Cho.
Oh, nice.
And how I took the weight off of her to do her show that didn't go anywhere.
She's awesome, by the way.
I love Margaret.
Yeah.
And Margaret had a lot to do with how I got out there in Hollywood because you know, when she got that show and she lost all the weight, she was on The Tonight Show and on Letterman and the whole thing and The Dog Pound. What was that show?
Oh, you're talking about her first show, All American Girl.
Yeah, All American Girl.
And they told her to lose it. Yeah, man, that's
how was that guy? That story is the opening story in the book.
Well, now I gotta buy your book. I got to.
And then I wrap it around at the end and talk about how I didn't really teach Margaret anything except I took a lot of weight off of her, you know, because in Hollywood no one cares how the sausage is packed. You know, just give us a sausage. And that's right.
Yep.
And, Yeah, so that's how the book opens up. The first story is Margaret Cho. And,
oh,
and
nice.
It works from there. And I love Margaret. I was the guy she used in her act for years.
Oh, okay.
When she goes, because his name is Vinny and he sounds like Vinny. And then she would do pretty much what you just did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And murder my accent.
Oh, stop it. I'm right on it. You picked Chris, for God's sake.
You're no Chris Laxamana.
Yeah.
I know Chris Laxamana.
So what would it take? What would it take?
Here's the takeaway from this. If you sat down and watched football one afternoon and you had a family bag of Doritos.
Oh, God.
You can tell yourself.
My stomach just growled.
Now, hang on. You see, right. That's the way our minds work.
Yeah.
You could tell yourself all afternoon, I'm just going to have a few hits off of this bag.
Yeah.
But before halftime, you're breaking open that Mylar and licking out the inside because you're out of chips.
Yep.
And if you had another family bag of chips, you would open it, right?
Yes.
But if you and I went out to, I don't know, Ruth Chris, and we got you a 12-ounce filet.
Man.
Right? Yeah. When you finish that 12-ounce filet, if you try to start on another one, you would tell them, nah, just bag it up. I'll take it home.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. The filet is only 12 ounces of food. The family bag of Doritos is 17 ounces. It's over a pound, and you can hammer another bag.
Why is that?
It's because of what your body releases to tell you that you're still hungry. It's why when we eat Chinese food, you know the old joke, eat Chinese food, you're hungry 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
That food is still in your stomach, but the message to your brain is, I'm empty, feed me again.
Yeah.
That's all because of the sugars and grains. Your body releases leptin and ghrelin and insulin, and all of it conspires to make you think you're still hungry, yet you're not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it happens.
So what do I need to eliminate to get your abs? You're not answering the most important question.
Yeah. Sugars and grains.
What is grains? What grains?
Corn.
Oh, God.
Rice.
Are you kidding me? I'm
rice Asian,
Asian
boy.
I have to eat rice.
Well, you can have a little
look
rice.
At Lance. He loves that, what you're saying.
Yeah.
He loves the fact that you called me Asian
yeah,
boy.
I love that. That was my favorite part.
Well, I'm about rice, to make though. Lance feel bad. Lance, you can't have grits. That's a
what?
Grit.
What?
Yeah. There we go.
What?
Yeah, he loves grits.
West Virginia.
You love fishing grits and all the pimp.
Yeah, yeah. He loves. Hold on. You know what? I'm going to get to this because everyone's like, I bet you everyone's tuned in right now because everyone wants a set of abs.
Right.
And who else to get the best advice from than Vinny Tortorich? The 100,000 copies of this book is sold.
North.
North. It keeps going northbound. Fitness Confidential. Get that book right now. It's like maybe $11 on Amazon. It's worth every penny. And he also has his podcast, which is called
Celebrity Fitness Trainer Podcast.
Boom. And let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Vinny Tortorich. We're back. We're back because I want to talk about these abs.
Yeah.
These abs that you have put on the front cover of this book. This is
right.
You. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 53 now. I was 50 when I took that photo.
You're 50 when you took this photo.
Maybe 51.
And your abs are 22. In this photo.
Yeah, it looks weird because I have gray hair and I'm losing my hair.
But you have the body of a 22-year-old soccer player.
Which anyone can do.
How, Vinny?
I'm telling you how. Cut out sugars and grains and grits.
Okay,
and
so
rice
if, I
and
cut
pasta.
Out, if I cut out sugars and grains and grits
right.
and Lucky Charms, which is
right.
what I eat at midnight.
Yes. And lattes
how am I gonna watch
in the morning.
TV if
Vente
I can't eat
lattes.
My Lucky Charms? Eat, tell me that.
Eat meat. Eat vegetables.
So you want me to eat meat and vegetables?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Actually, my stomach started growling right now.
Yeah.
What kind of meats can I eat?
What kind of meat do you like? You like lamb? You like beef?
I like beef. I like lamb. I like chicken.
Chicken?
Yeah.
All of it. And don't sit around like a girl and eat white meat chicken. Have all of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I tell guys that like to eat the wings, they go, oh, what about the wings? If you're having the wings without the barbecue sauce, just the cooked wings, you can have that all day long. It's nothing but fat.
So it's the sauce that's the sugar.
Yeah.
But what about deep fried? Deep fried wings.
No, that's got grains because they deep fried in
so
either
baked.
Corn or yeah.
Okay.
Or you can even fry them, but you can't fry them in anything. That's not
okay.
the healthiest
so
way to eat them.
Basically, what you're saying is I can't eat anything delicious.
I didn't say
pretty
that
much.
At all.
Okay, then make it sound delicious.
Yeah.
Vinny, just give me a delicious
what are you,
diet.
12?
Well, yeah, you can't just say eat
I
need
to make
vegetables.
It look like something.
You sound like my mother over here. That's what I'm trying to say, you, Vinny. I'm
you
trying
like
to
fish?
Get abs. I want to look just like
you. Like
you
like black and salmon? You like, what do you like?
I like black. I like any color
you like
salmon.
Black
it can be pink, white, Latino. I don't care. If you're salmon, you're salmon. I don't care if you're a black
you
guy.
You can have it.
I ain't got no racial preference if it's a black salmon or white salmon.
You like white fish?
I like... don't trust them.
You mean you mean the superior fish?
Never did anything white good for me and my Superior? Family, but I'll just say.
That was bad. I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's okay.
You like yellowtail?
I love yellowtail. But that's very oily. That's a very oily fish.
Oil is not your problem. The it's oil corn. Is good for you. You like shrimp?
I love shrimp.
Eat shrimp. You like crab?
I love
What's wrong
crab.
With eating crab?
It itches. The women don't like it.
Not if they don't know up front.
That's a good point.
So basically what you're saying is your abs aren't due to you do exercise, though. You do.
But can I tell you this?
But it's your diet that brought you your abs.
Right. Everyone says to me, oh, my God, you must just sit in the gym and do abs. I barely go to a gym.
Are you kidding me?
Barely. If I did 60 abs twice a week, 60 reps, which means three sets of 20, I don't even get tired. I don't even sweat from it. I just do something at the house. I don't even, you know, all the stuff you see in a gym, people hanging, do none of it. I'm 53 years old. I still have the same abs I had when I was 23. Anyone can do this. People are over-exercising to try to get abs. Okay. It's not the way it works.
All right, so it's your diet.
It's all diet. You could do abs. You could do 1,000 abs a day.
Yeah.
And you would still look exactly the same.
Yep.
Exactly the same.
Yep, like Gollum.
Look, I'll help you off. If you want me to help you off the air, Gollum. I will.
Yeah, I want help.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I had no
idea.
What does
it take, like 6 weeks?
You can't start asking about time.
I need to know, man. I start swimming in like 2 weeks.
What, you're going to stop whenever you... What do you mean you're swimming in 2 weeks?
I'm going to my family vacation.
You're like Diane Nyad or something?
No, I got a family vacation. I got a family vacation, Vinny.
So,
that's what I'm saying. I don't want to put on a base.
I'm swimming in 2 weeks? Where are you going?
I'm going to Hawaii.
You think anyone's thin in Hawaii? Have you been there? You're the thinnest guy there.
He's got
Take
a point.
Lance, you're even thinner.
he's got a point. Point well taken.
I love you, Lance. I'm just giving you crap. That's the whitest stomach I've ever seen, by the way.
He needs it. He needs it, man. This guy dishes out a lot, so it's good that you're giving it to him right
You'll
now.
You'll never have me back right after this.
Oh, I want you back tomorrow. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Asian boy wants you back.
Yeah. Oh, I like your abs. I like your abs so much. So much. All I got to do is eat your meat. I get your abs. VinnieTortorich.com. That's spelled VinnieTortorich.com. Go to that website and pick up some of his pure vitamins. It's called Pure Vitamin Club. It's a daily multi-cap. So this is every vitamin you need. This is all I need.
13 essential vitamins. That is, I designed that vitamin. I'm not saying this because it's mine.
It looks like a penis.
I made the world's best vitamin.
Did you really?
Yeah. You can literally.
No one laughed at that. I designed that. It's a little penis, and you put it in your mouth. It's amazing. It's my favorite thing to eat every morning.
And by the way, that one, Dr. Drew even says, that one is even more important.
Wait, which one should I take first?
Take
I'm going to do it right now.
Take them both together.
Well, that's a multi, and this is a broad-spectrum magnesium cap.
Dr. Drew said to me, he goes, that's the best thing ever because it's
broad-spectrum. You know Dr. Drew's not a real doctor.
But he plays one on TV.
You know that, right?
His real name, do with these.
You know his real name is just Doctor. Yeah. His last name
that's
is Drew.
His name.
Yeah, never got a... Yeah, he doesn't have a PhD in anything. It's just...
It actually says don't take that if you're nursing.
Oh, well, then let me put this back up. Because I'm nursing. Okay, so I'm going to take... Are you going to take one, too?
Yeah, I'll take one. Can you take it on an empty stomach?
Lance will eat your vitamins if you smother it in chocolate.
That's okay, we can do that.
Or Tums.
Okay, here, let me give you this. Oh, Lance, I got to ask you a question real quick.
Go on. Yeah.
Lance has this problem... And he's addicted to non-prescription drugs. And I'm not even joking right now. Okay. When we're on the road, he will. You see those Tums over there in that window in front of Chris?
Right.
That's actually for Lance. He will polish up two or three of those a day.
Why, Lance?
I don't know. He constantly says that there's something wrong with his stomach. And he's always popping in Rolaids. He's always popping in Tums.
Dude, you cut out – forget about sugars. If you just cut out grains, 1 week, 7 days, guaranteed your stomach problems are gone.
Really?
Guarantee it. And I'm not even
but
a doctor.
But what do you mean by grains?
Yeah, that's
just
what I mean.
Give us five examples of grains. Bread?
Bread.
Okay.
Pasta.
Rice. Yes.
Am I talking too fast? Write it down.
Grains, I can remember that.
Bread, pasta, rice, corn, any kind of corn product, you know, corn chips. You go to a Mexican restaurant, any of the tortilla stuff. All of that is grain.
So with everything you just listed, is cardboard still okay to eat? Because you just said everything.
As long as you put in chocolate on it.
You see, that's the thing. I don't tell people to eat cardboard. Look at what's left. People used to think meat was bad. I've been yelling for years, meat is good for you.
Okay. Bacon? Bacon?
Bacon. Okay. Have all the bacon you want. Right.
Turkey bacon, regular bacon?
Regular bacon. Why would you eat turkey? Who eats turkey bacon?
I don't know. I thought it was lean.
What's turkey bacon?
I don't even know what turkey bacon is, honestly.
I guarantee, before you even cut out your sugars, cut out your grains, you're going to end up cutting out those Tums.
Promise?
Guaranteed.
Really?
I promise.
How long until he starts feeling the first results? Because this guy's addicted to Tums, and I'm not even joking right now.
By the way,
when we pulled into the studio, the first thing he said to me was, oh, thank God we're here. My Tums is here.
Lance, that can all be gone, brother. I'll give you my, just like Gina and everyone, I'll give you my thing off the air. You can text me whenever you want.
What do you mean your thing?
My thing. The thing that goes in this thing.
Oh, you mean your phone number? I'll give you my thing. You know what I mean?
The digits?
Little square. Hey, look. The little square. You're pressing a certain, like a number password, and it's the password of the person that you're trying to get a hold of, and then you press a little phone, the phone picture. You know, it looks like a phone.
Yeah.
You press it, and then it actually connects the password to your password. Then you pick it up on the other end, and bada boom, we're talking.
You sure you're from South?
I'm from Louisiana. You can tell.
I want to hear Vinny tell your mom how to email you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Please.
Okay. This is what she has to do.
Okay.
She's got to get the thing.
The thing.
Pull it out. Yeah. Make sure it's running.
Okay.
It can't be turned off.
Yeah, no.
There's got to be a screen.
Okay, so.
No screen, no deal.
No screen, no nothing.
No, she's got to have a screen.
No, you're actually talking to my mom
right now. I'm talking to your mom.
Yeah, okay.
What's your mom's name?
Josie. My name is Josie. You're actually talking to me
Ms.
right
Josie.
Now.
Josie. Here's what you do.
Yes, Beanie.
You got to turn on a computer.
Okay, computer.
You know how to turn it on?
Yeah, you just take the...
They got a thing at the bottom, and you press it.
Yeah, you press the button, and it's on.
Yeah, yeah, it's on.
And then what?
You see a light? Does the screen light up?
The screen is already light up.
Okay. Do you see the bar where it says you could put something
in? I don't
in?
Go to bars anymore.
You got
to
put the bar
Ever
in.
Ever since I've been going to church, I don't go to bars.
No, it's not that kind of bar,
oh.
Miss Josie.
Oh, okay.
It's the other kind of bar. Oh. It's a bar where you can put something in.
Oh, the bar.
It's usually it's a little cursor. Do you know what a cursor is?
I don't curse. Ever since I've been going
to church.
But
it's a cursor.
I don't go to bars and I don't curse
anymore.
Okay,
Miss Josie.
I cut all of those out.
Listen to what I'm saying. You don't curse. It's a cursor. It curses for you.
Someone else cursing for me at the bar in the computer.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Jewish folks on Saturday when they can't touch anything.
Uh-huh.
They'll get a goyim in to come turn electricity on.
I get goyim in all the time. If I get a cut, I put a goyim in on it.
Not that. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, let's go back. Cursor.
You're confusing me.
No, I don't want you to be
you're
confused.
You're confusing me.
I don't want you to be confused.
Yeah, it's okay. Confused. I'm not saying confused.
No,
I'm
you're saying confused.
No, I said confused.
I'm mocking you, Mrs. Josie. It's confused.
What's mocking? What? I don't like birds.
I'm not talking about the bird or the movie.
What are you...
Listen.
Beanie.
Cursor. Can we go back to cursor?
I don't curse anymore.
But I'm not
ever
saying,
since I've been with Jesus Christ.
But you have a cursor.
No, I don't have a cursor.
No, it's on your computer.
Oh, on the computer there's a cursor.
Can we call it something else?
Arrow.
How about the blinker?
Blinker.
It's blinking.
Yes.
It's
I always have my right blinker on when I'm driving.
Yeah, but that's not good either. What if you want to go left?
Then I just go left.
No, left.
Left.
Mrs. Josie, say left.
Lep. I am saying lep. What are you saying?
Left.
Le. Le.
Pt.
This is good, Chris. Did that sound like your mom?
He was talking to your mom and my mom.
Yeah.
Is it really that bad in your house?
Well, not our moms, but like my mom's mom. That's, my grandmother,
But you see, in my house, being from a full Italian family,
yeah.
If I say, hey, go put the thing on the thing, my mom would go, okay. And she knows exactly what
she
I'm talking
knows
about.
What that is.
Yeah, that's the crazy part in Italian houses.
It's, go put the thing on the thing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
My friends, when I was a kid, my mom, because Italian moms, they would serve you. You would just sit and, hey, you need somebody? Yeah, just give me whatever you got. And she goes, what do you want? I want the thing.
The
Where?
Thing on the,
the
thing.
The thing that's in the thing. That means the food that's in the fridge.
Yes.
Because it's in something. So she'll come back and my friends will go, that's amazing.
I feel like...
That's amazing.
I think our mom, like, you know, the old... Like, is your mom from Italy or she grew up here?
My grandparents on one side, my great-grandparents on the other side, but they're all very Italian.
Yeah.
And my friends thought it was amazing. Did your mom, like, did they serve you guys?
Yep.
Like, the man is like, even when you're young, you're like the man.
The man.
Right?
Yep. That's so true. Because my mom and dad divorced when I was like, you know, 10, 11-ish. And my dad kind of just was gone. I was the man of the house. Swear to God, like 11, 12.
And your mom served you, right?
And my mom served me. And like, I you can ask my sister, man. Like, I could even overrule my mom. If my mom said, told my sister that she couldn't go out, I can go, Mom, it's all right. She can go out. Okay, well, if Joe said it's okay. I'm like, you know, I'm younger than Gemma. She didn't care. That's just how it is.
Here's what's amazing. My mom had like a master's plus 30 hours towards a PhD in two different subjects. Very smart woman, right?
Yeah.
And worked her whole life. My friends would come over and they'd go, why is this? Why is this? Hey, Vin, tell your mom you need some ice cream. Hey, Mom, some ice cream. Ice cream would come out for everybody and the kids would sit around and go, wow.
Yeah, that's so
And
cool.
We didn't even get it. We didn't get it. It was like, this is Tuesday, right? I mean, this is what your mom does. It's Tuesday in the summertime. You get ice cream.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a bad. But now I'm with a British woman, and I say, honey, how about some ice cream? We don't eat ice cream. Yeah. How about some ice cream?
Get it yourself.
She's like, what do I look like? I say, you look like the woman I love?
What do I look like to you?
She has a British accent.
Ice cream? Ice cream?
Would your mom bring you ice cream?
Oh, my mom would bring me ice cream.
Yeah.
She'll bring me an ice cream man. She would.
My mom was like, do you need it fresh? Do I have time to churn the ice cream?
Yeah.
It would be that.
Yeah. Yeah. She would make ice cream. Yeah, that's so true, man.
But, Lynette, her parents are from Italy. And have you ever been over to Adam's house?
Nope, he's never invited me. Not one time.
Okay. Let me tell you what it's like over there.
Please tell me what Adam's house looks like.
It's like...
He's married?
To a geisha. Those kids can do no wrong.
Oh, of course not.
Because Lynette is 100,000%. She's like I am.
Yeah.
She's like a female me with the boobs and everything.
Yeah.
And... the kids, whatever they want, they get. She's a complete Italian mom.
Aww.
And it's so endearing to watch.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, man. And that's what I kind of I picked up on those, my mom's habits. I do that for my son. And it's kind of crazy because these new parents, I've noticed there are new parents now where it's not like that anymore. It's kind of sad.
Do you let your kid fail?
I love it when he fails. And I don't mean I enjoy watching.
No, I think
I love
it's great
it
too.
Watching him understand that he failed, and then I try and show him how to pick up his feet and try it again.
How old is he, Joe?
My son just turned 13.
See, that's a great time. They have to fail. They have to keep failing. You know, I talk about it in my book, Fitness Confidential.
Yeah.
You know, IQ does not matter in the world. FQ matters. Failure quotient. The number of times you can fail and come back.
I love that.
You know, and,
I like
that. Yeah, that I talk about that
is
all the time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Where's that in the book?
Towards the end.
I love that. And I think that is – can you say that one more time, please?
FQ, failure quotient, is more important than –
to fail.
It's what
you learn from failure.
The man who taught me that was one of the guys who made Converse tennis shoes what it is today.
Mm.
And he was a mentor to me. He was from Baton Rouge. He ended up being the athletic director at LSU. When he could have retired with all of his millions, he went back to work to make it the football power it is today back in the 80s. And he would always pull me aside. He was also instrumental in Pete Maravich's life. Pistol Pete Maravich.
Pistol Pete, played for the New Orleans Jazz.
Yeah, and played for LSU. And
LSU.
Joe Dean, the guy died about 2 years ago.
That was my brother's favorite basketball player, Pistol Pete.
Yeah.
Yep, man.
All kinds of life lessons. And I knew the pistol.
Oh, wow.
And I'll never forget, I was pulling in. I got out of a plane in Auckland, New Zealand in the late 80s. And all the way on the other side of the world, got off the plane. The news was Pistol Pete Maravich died.
Yeah. What did he pass away from again?
Heart attack.
Ah, that's right.
Last words he said was, I'm okay. I'll be okay. Mm. He was playing backyard basketball with some guys and stopped, took a break, and died.
Man.
Yeah, crazy. But learned a lot of lessons from that guy, Joe Dean. And I talk about him in the book. I tell
you know
a story.
I want to interrupt because now you've – like you're paying it forward because now Lance and I and you got the whole crew here, the whole staff, Chris and Nick and Kaylin and everybody learning from you, and you're a leukemia survivor.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show that no matter what type of trials or whatever you're going through in life, mentally you can achieve anything. You can
absolutely
do whatever the F you want.
Yeah.
and you can have a set of abs if you just if you're mentally strong enough.
It's the abs are the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
To get.
That's you're amazing, man.
Please,
I want to hug you. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. I joke with you this whole show.
We had a great time.
Well, it's just your personality is just great. From the minute I met you outside in the studio, I knew this was going to be a fun pod. But I had no idea the man you were until I started, you know, reading your bio and actually talking to you. And it just goes to show, man, anything you want in life, you can do it. You can sit at home and dream about stuff, but unless you're mentally prepared and ready to put in the work, because that's what this takes is work. Look at Nick's face. He's putting in work right now.
Is that work?
He wants to eat a club sandwich so bad. But it's hard work, Vinny, and you know it.
It is.
Mentally, that is the handicap of America, man. We are addicted to food. We are the fattest country in the world.
We're not addicted to food. We're addicted to the wrong foods.
Yes.
And yeah, look, one of the biggest examples
I've given about. But that's our pastime now. Pastime in other countries is playing. Go outside and play or something. Our pastime is eating. Seriously. I literally call Lance on the road and I'm like, let's go get something to eat because I want to kill time.
Right. And it shouldn't. Hungry. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. One of the biggest lessons I give in a book, I call Taking the Garbage Out.
Yeah.
And I'll give it to you quickly. I know we're getting close.
Well, I read that chapter already. But
Taking the Garbage Out chapter? Hey, you take remember. The garbage out.
I thought it was every chapter. Yeah. Just kidding.
What I talk about in that analogy is, if you're a kid and you open a cabinet and you see the garbage can is full, but you're going to try to teeter that one more can on top and close it and make it someone else's problem.
Yeah.
That you're part of the problem now. If you see the garbage can and life is full, don't wait till someone tells you. Don't wait till someone's watching you. Grab it. Take it out. Don't make any stink about it. That's how you get through life.
Yeah.
You don't get through life by making it someone else's problem.
Yeah.
So it drives me nuts in the gym. I go in the gym. Someone finishes with the barbell. They leave their weights on.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be someone else's problem.
Nope.
Take the garbage out. Get the weight off.
Yep.
You put it on.
Yeah.
Take it off.
100%. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
I'm really stupid. I'm sorry. Dude, you are the most amazing guy that I've met. I love you, man. You've prepared me. I'm getting ready for the Ironman contest in the Philippines.
Good. With your family?
I'm not joking. This is for real.
No, not really? That's not the vacation. That's coming later.
No, my vacation is 2 weeks, but I'm doing Ironman Philippines.
I can help you with that.
I know. Will you let me finish anything? Why do you have to be so Italian?
Get me on the thing.
I'm going to hit you on the thing.
You got to get me on the thing.
So you can get me on the thing, and then we're going to work on this together. I have to swim 4 miles in the Philippines for the Ironman.
You do realize it's only 2 mile swim, 2.2, right?
I thought it was 4 miles.
No.
Okay, so I'm swimming 2.2 miles, and I'm going to train, and I would love to. I'm gonna follow this book. I swear to God, you have got me mentally prepared, man. You have shown me that we
can
do this.
I've been able to help comedians, Bill Engvall's client for years, Margaret Cho. The only comedian I've ever failed with, and I love this guy like a brother.
Yeah, Lance Patrick.
Bobby Kelly.
I was going to say Howie Mandel because he only sold 6,000.
No, he ended up selling a lot more books than that, but that's all it took for him to get on the list. That book did really well.
Dude, I hate to do this. We gotta wrap this
I'm
one
loving
up.
This too much. And how I love much fun you. Did you. I've have? Been a fan of yours forever.
Stop it.
No, listen. The first time I heard you on Adam Carolla's show, the only time I would go through and look for Dag. If I saw that David Alan Greer was on, I'd listen that day.
Me too.
You came on, and I was like, who is this guy, and where did he come from? And then you started doing all these different characters, and I was like, oh, my God. And then you had your own podcast.
Yeah.
And I heard the podcast. I heard you guys together. I was like, this sure is great.
Oh, thank
you. I had no reason to come on until now. And then I called Chris and said, you got to get me on. I got to go meet these guys.
Well, then why can we get you on more often?
I'll come on once a week.
Oh, my God. That'd be so cool, man. This is so much fun, man. Please buy the book. He's already sold enough books, but we can't sell less. We need to sell more. So go to Amazon.com and buy Fitness Confidential. It's written by Vinny Tortorich and Dean Laurie. Helped him write this book. Also get Pure Vitamin Club. These are the best vitamins out there on the market that Vinny Tortorich actually created. And that is backed by Dr. Drew. And who else do you want? To actually back a product than that man. especially when it comes into the medical field. Am I right, Lance?
Yes, sir.
We're going to fix Lance's problem and addiction to Tums and Rolaids by cutting out his rice and grains. And there's many more things that you can do with your life to get the abs that Vinny has. Buy the book. Buy the Audible book. Go to his website. Go listen to him speak on his podcast. One more time, Vinny, what's the name of that pod?
Celebrity Fitness Trainer Podcast. It doesn't really – we're going to change the name to Fitness Confidential.
Yeah.
Put in Vinny Tortorich at iTunes. It comes right up as one of the top-rated fitness podcasts.
Yeah, and he's killing Howie Mandel, by the way. That's his closest friend. June 14th at the Ice House in Pasadena. Go watch him speak.
No. July 14th. Adam is there on June 14th.
Thanks,
I'm
Chris.
There in July. They made that same mistake with Adam.
July 14th.
Come on, guys.
July 14th at the Ice House, Pasadena. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for our fitness guru, Vinny Tortorich. You have been a pleasure, man.
You're great, man.
Thank you, guys.
Seriously, you were so much fun, man. I'm going to have abs. I'm going to call you. You're going to give me the thing on the thing, and then we're going to start talking.
We'll get you straight.
I love you, man. Seriously.
Love you, too.
You're the best. Hey, say this in Tagalog. You ready? Mahal kita. Say it.
I can't say that.
Yeah, you can.
Mahal tika.
Kita.
Mahal kita.
There you go. That means I love you.
I love you too.
Nice.
Mahal kita.
And that's been the best episode, I think. That was a lot of fun, man. Vinny Tortorich, you've been listening to the Koi Pond. Real Nick Davis, I love you. Chris Laxamana, good luck with this contest, Lance Patrick. And we will see you, can I say it, Ontario? I'll see you at the Ontario Improv, you guys, this weekend and the weekend after that. Go to joekoi.com and everything Joe Koi. J-O-K-O-I. I love you guys. Bye.
They've been trying to get to you every hour, every minute. Just take the pills that keep you floating. Check them real good. Everyone's shooting. But you just gotta feel.